This is a BiblioMotion audiobook, produced and distributed by Gildan Media in partnership with BiblioMotion. We hope you enjoy this program.
Grace Meets Grit: How to Bring Out the Remarkable, Courageous Leader Within. Written and read by Dana Middleton. I'm amazingly fortunate to have a number of remarkable family members who embody grace and grit. Some of them have passed and some are just beginning. All of them have had an impact on my life. This book is dedicated to my great-grandmother Nona, grandmothers Tess and Myrtle, my mom Sandy, my daughter Mesa, and my granddaughters Blair and Adelaide. Introduction. My first real job in life was fighting rangeland fires for the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, during the summer months of my college years. The work was physically and mentally demanding, dirty, and required hours or days spent in close proximity with coworkers in a very tight space, mostly inside a fire truck. The West is vast, and distances can be huge between fires. Experiences on the fire line were intense, and there was no shortage of heart-racing, hazardous, and sometimes life-threatening situations. I was 18 years old, and this was my first opportunity to observe men and women working together in truly pressure cooker situations. The BLM is the agency within the U.S. Department of Interior that administers more than 247 million acres of public lands in the United States. Most of these acres are in vast sagebrush land tracts in the 12 western states, subject to dry conditions and therefore susceptible to fire. BLM crews are assigned at the beginning of each summer to a mobile attack fire engine designed for conquering fast-moving blazes in the wide-open sagebrush country. It's a demanding job, but one that paid well, especially during big fire seasons. Each summer, I was assigned to one of the larger fire engines that held 800 gallons of water. I worked alongside two men. This particular BLM district hired a diverse combination of crews, unusual for the early 1980s. There were all women crews, all men crews, and mixed gender crews. I observed almost immediately that gender combinations affected crew dynamics, within individual crews as well as between crews. Mixed gender crews seemed to be relatively balanced. Moments of misunderstanding definitely occurred. Sometimes we had a tendency to want to choose different paths, and how we chose to work was different. My male partners often preferred to work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?